Hey, what's going on, guys? Captain Carlos here with Marea Gear. So today we're going to be talking dolphin, mahi-mahi, dorado, doesn't matter how you what you call them. I call them absolutely awesome. One of my favorite fish to catch offshore. I mean, they're just an amazing predator. They jump out of the water like crazy. They're aggressive. They grow quickly. Awesome fish, and they're not too bad on the dinner table, to boot. So we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about the gear that you're going to need fishing for these things. Light tackle. We're going to go family friendly here. Light tackle fishing, when you come up on, a school of these fish, or even singles, and how to approach them, the gear that you're going to need, the tackle, a little bit of everything. So without further ado, we'll dive into it. So these dolphin are just so cool. I mean, they have like a crazy spectrum of colors on their body. Okay. They grow super fast. All right. A fish can grow, up to 60 pounds in 6 months, if it's eating, or should I say, depending on how much it eats, because they're definitely eating. I mean, this is one of the species that eats more, I think, than any other species. They're constantly eating everything they see, for the most part. They're eating machines. Amazingly fast fish too. Okay. I don't know if most of you know this, but dolphin can actually reach speeds of up to 50 miles an hour when they're in pursuit of their prey. So pretty amazing to see. They are willing to take just about any bait, so they're pretty cooperative, most of them. And it's just a fishery that we are very fortunate to have here in South Florida and all along the southeast, for the most part. These fish get up to 80 pounds. So you can imagine an 80-pound fish is pushing 6 foot. I mean, that's a monster of an animal. And they are a species that eat their own kind. It's kind of crazy, but the bigger ones will, search out the small ones. They pretty much eat whatever's available. They have a very high metabolism, so they're constantly moving and eating. As far as targeting them with light tackle, I want to go over some of the rods and reels that you're going to need. So your typical setup is going to consist of a 4,000 to 5,000 size spinning reel, matched up with a 7 foot, 10 to 20 pound spinning rod. The reel, you want to make sure it's got a consistent and silky smooth drag system. It's got pretty tough gears, solid gears, and it has the line capacity too, because you do hook into a fish that's pushing 30 pounds, you're going to need that line, because he's going to take half of it probably on the first run. These things are solid muscle. They're very strong, and they're just amazing. Like I said, amazing, amazing animals. When you're rigging up this, this little spinner, you're going to want to put braided line for the most part on it. That's what I like fishing, mainly because I'm throwing artificials most of the time. But 15 to 20 pound braided line will do it, and that'll hold, well over 300 yards, 300-400 yards of line. You're going to run that braided line to a small micro swivel, something 30 to 50 pound test. And on the mainline side, on the leader side, you're going to run a piece of 3 to 5 feet of 40 to 60 pound, okay, fluorocarbon. And that's going to vary just on your offering, what you're throwing. If you're throwing a big stick bait, then, don't hesitate to put 60 on there, even 80, if you're targeting a little bit bigger fish. That's pretty much your setup. These fish will hit a variety of artificials and natural baits. Squid by far are probably one of their favorites, but they prey on a lot of little bait fish, and including, juvenile, dolphin. So having a good little mix on board isn't a bad idea. I like to always have maybe a couple white bucktails, keeping it in the natural colors, you know, something that looks like a little greeny, a pilchard or sardine, something like that. I like having also some small twitch bait, sinking lures. I think those work deadly effective. A lot of these pre-rigged lures come with treble hooks, though. I actually, most of the time, swap out these treble hooks, and I'll put a single inline, like a VMC or an Owner, black nickel, medium gauge wire, you know, inline replacement hook. I think that makes a big difference on the hookup ratio, and not only that, I think it's a little easier on the fish, and easier to get him off once he's in the boat and you want to throw him in the box. So just a couple tips there. Another deadly effective tactic is having a few vertical jigs on board. I like having a little bit of glow on the vertical jigs because it's just a tactic that'll allow you to get deeper in the water column where these fish, you know, some of the bigger ones may be lurking, and bring them up. Not just dolphin, but in the same area you're catching the dolphin, maybe there's a tuna or a wahoo down deep. You don't know. And this vertical jig, you know, having a couple of those, anywhere between 100 to 300 grams in weight, and maybe some glow stripes or glow paint on it, will help you out, you know, as far as locating those fish quickly. So, like I said, make sure you have some vertical jigs. The size of the assist hooks that you're going to want with those are going to vary, but usually between 3-0 to 5-0 should work and keep you connected. So we've got vertical jigs, we've got bucktail jigs, we've got twitch baits, and then last but not least, I wouldn't mind you guys having some stick baits in your box, a couple of those. I like the stick baits because they've got a lot of these have got a lot of weight to them, so you can cast them and launch them a very good ways. You know, you can launch them off the back of the boat or off the bow, head the fish off, and then just rip it back, you know, so it kind of looks like it's a bait fish running away or swimming away, should I say, from a predator. So when you're choosing any of these lures, like I said, kind of stick to natural color patterns. I've always done really well with that. Some guys take the approach of, you know, using some of those whacked out colors, but the craziest color I might use is a chartreuse, you know, because it does kind of look like a dolphin. But for the most part, it's something, you know, that I'm throwing is going to have natural color schemes, like a black top, or a, you know, a bronze top, pearl belly, white belly, you know, something that has the counter shading that Mother Nature kind of already has available, you know, with the bait fish that are around. So keep that in mind when you're out there choosing your baits. You know, as far as positioning, okay, and locating these fish, that's probably one of the most important topics. So you guys want to pay attention to this. When you're out there, you want to look for not just weed lines, which a lot of guys know that a lot of these fish will live, and the weed lines kind of provide a nursery for these baby dolphin, but the bigger ones aren't lurking too far off. So that's why weed lines are so important when you're dolphin fishing. But also pay very close attention to temperature breaks in the water, color changes in the water, a little rip in the water, some nervous water. That could be the indication of bait fish in the area. Look for birds, okay? You know, anywhere in the distance. Usually when you see birds, they're going to find the bait 99% of the time quicker than you will. I mean, they got to live off of it. So look for birds. Look for any of those just scenarios that kind of bring life to them. And you will be able to locate these fish. A lot of times, if you find an area, maybe a weed line, and you don't see fish right off the bat, but you see some bait fish, stick it out. You know, give it a half hour, an hour. A lot of guys, if they come up to something like that and they don't get bit right away, they lose interest. I can't tell you how many times I've had to wait out some fish, and then we're literally about to pull up, you know, and crank up the engines, and boom, there comes a, you know, a little schoolie. And you hook one schoolie, and you keep them in the water, and there's another 50 or 200, depending on the school that's around, that show up. So you can literally get into a dolphin frenzy just by having a little bit more patience, okay? I think that's going to cover most of what we're doing here. This is a great, like I said, a great tactic to get the whole family out there fishing this light tackle. You don't have to troll for them. You could just look for areas that look interesting. Maybe have some chum on board to, you know, entice them a little bit, but work the area with some light tackle lures that you don't get too, you know, too tired of. I hope you learned something here. If you did, make sure you, you know, comment on our Facebook page, or follow us on Instagram. We appreciate any comments on our YouTube channel too. We're trying to keep that up as well. And thank you so much for tuning in, guys. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.